All right, so we'll go through as many halachas as we can. You know, it's a lot of halachas of Tisha B'Av, but we'll go through as many halachas as we can. So we start with Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Ramah in Tuf Kuf Nun Gimel says, in Sivkatan Beis, the Ramah says, V'nagu shalo limo b'Erev Tisha B'Av mechatzos ve'elach ki im bedvarim hamutarim b'Tisha B'Av. So already from Chatzos and on Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to learn Zalm Torah. You're only supposed to learn the same things that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So that's what you would learn on Erev Tisha B'Av from Chatzos already. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Ches says the reason is because Torah misamachas halev, because Torah makes people happy. U'mikol makom kol ze eino midina, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's not me'ikar hadin. D'hamotar be'erev Tisha B'Av midina kol hamisha inuyim. Because really on Erev Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do all the other inuyim. V'ikar tam yishum du yachal lemol dvarim hamutarim b'Tisha B'Av. Says the real reason that we say that you shouldn't learn regular Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av is because you have another option. You could be learning other things. So therefore, better to learn the things that are mutar instead. But already the Mishnah Berurah says, Yeshes archonu shepikvugu ma'od al minag hazeh. Rishal makol ha-marashal kasvu alav shalamad ba'atzmar ha-chatzos. The marashal himself learned after chatzos. The gamma grab of air kasav the chumri yaseirahi. The grab says it's too much. B'chein ha-mamar marachai b'sifro marach b'zev v'kasav du mevi harbi li debit l'torah l'halom dim. Shemis rashlam l'ilmo dvarim ha-mutarim b'tisha b'av idein adam lo meid ala mashal libo chafetz v'al kein daito l'hakel b'zev. So, the Maharshal says you can be mekel because it actually leads to bittul Torah, because when people see that they can't learn that which they want to learn, so they end up just not learning anything at all. The Chai Adam says it's a chomer ba'alma. So therefore, if someone wants to be mekel, they have the right to be mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan also says, Yesh lismoch ala mekilin b'shvil bittul Torah, v'ein taina limo dvarim hamutarim, we know how people work, that if you stop them from learning what they normally learn, so they're just going to end up not learning at all instead. So therefore, most poskim say that it's better to allow you to continue learning what you would normally learn instead. So that's usually what most people go with, that even though the Ramah brings this down and everybody knows that it's brought down, that after Chatzos, you're already supposed to stop learning your regular learning and only learn the Dvarim HaRaim. There's a lot of room to be mekel, and you really just have to make a cheshbon for yourself. If you think that you'll be, you know, you're excited to learn the Dvarim HaMutarim for some reason on Tisha B'Av, and therefore you'll be able to learn that on Erev Tisha B'Av, so then you should do so. But if you know that you're going to end up just not learning, so better to just continue learning your regular Seder instead. Okay. As you continue on Erev Tisha B'Av, you get to the Suda Sam of Sekes. So the Suda Sam of Sekes comes up in the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Nun Beis, Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says that Nagu Leishev Al Gabe Karka B'Suda Ham of Sekes. So the minhag is to sit on the ground at the Suda Sam of Sekes, but the Mechaber says Ve'ein Sarach Lachlos Min Olav, you don't have to take off your shoes. You just have to sit on the ground during the Suda Sam of Sekes. So first of all, important to point out that usually what happens is you have a regular meal first at some point, and then you take a break before you have the Suda Sam of Sekes. So you have to make sure that it's a legitimate break, because it's similar to right Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, when you want to break up the two Sudas. So you can't stam just bench and then start another Suda immediately. If you're having a real Suda to fill yourself up beforehand, and then you're going to have the Suda Sam of Sekes with, you know, what the minhag has become just to have the bread and the egg and the ashes, so you'd have to have some sort of real hefsek between the two. So just plan that out accordingly. But when it comes to sitting on the ground, so the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Yad Zayin says that you have to sit on the ground, Kadesha Teyasuda Shvala, Ubamakam Shamin Hagan Lecho Bahaseba, where it's normal to eat leaning, hayahekar im hayu ochlin anta shalab haseba. So then just not leaning would be enough. Uldidan shakol hashana ochlin shalab haseba, ein nikar hashiflus ela bazet. Umikom makom imu adam chalosh yuchol aniach kar tachtav. Mishnah Berurah says that if you're a weak person, so then you could put a pillow under yourself, and you could sit on the pillow. So it's mashma that a stam person, which we wouldn't consider ourselves weak necessarily, a stam person would actually have to sit on the ground mamish. You wouldn't even be able to sit on a pillow. That's what's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah. But the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel to sit on something as long as it's lower than three tefachim off the ground. And the svara suggested by some is because if we see by Avelus that we're makel to let people sit on a low chair, so then kal v'chomer this, which is only a minog, so then we'll be makel to let people sit on a low chair. Rishon Mazaman Halicho Shlomo says that women don't sit on the floor for the Sudas HaMavsekes, but it doesn't say why. Rishon Kamenetsky disagrees, and I guess you could just follow your minog, whatever your wife was doing beforehand, so she could continue to do that too. In Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh lizar shalo yesh lu shlosha lechol besudas hamavsekes kadei shalo yischabi bezimun. Ela kolechad yesh levado v'yavarech la'atzma. You have to be careful to make sure that three people don't end up sitting together where they would now be chayav in a zimun. If they did, so then it's machokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan whether they make a zimun or not. But again, you should try and avoid it. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says, children should have the Sudas HaMavsekes also, if they're of the age of chinuch. So again, what you usually do, you know, the Mechaber has a long discussion of what's called Shnei Tavshilin, what's considered one Tavshil, and the Poskim all discuss it, but for us it's not really much of a nafkamina, because the minhag of most people is you just eat a bigger Suda before the Tainis, have a break of some sort, and then wash, have your bread and egg with ashes, and that's the Suda HaMavsekes. It's interesting to note, I'm pretty sure that it's been 2 years since we did this, right? The past 2 years it was Shabbos, I think. Tisha B'Av was Motzei Shabbos. So we haven't really had the egg, bread, and ashes. So if you forgot, that's what you're supposed to do. So again, we have the issue of learning on Erev Tisha B'Av, and then the din of the Sudas HaMavsekes, even though it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah that really you should be sitting on the ground mamish, if you're not a weak person, but the minhag olam is to be makel. Here was an interesting one that I saw. Should one take pills to ease their fast? So, I mean, they sell them in all the shuls here. I mean, I don't know if they still sell them now, but in past fasts, they would sell the tzom kal things before the fast to allow you to fast easier. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Micha Shlomo in Chelak Beis, Simen Nun Ches, Sivkatan Chav Hei says, Be'erv Yom Kippur, Ein Lito Vitamins Uchadome Lahaka Me'alav Ha'inui, V'kasav Ha'ose Tatsdiki Ayide Vitaminim O Infusion Limnoa O Lahaka Me'alav Ha'inui Hu Ke'ein Navabushus Atayra. It's pretty intense words from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if you take pills to make the fast easier, he would be called a novel Bershus HaTorah. So obviously, you know, consult a posek if it's necessary for you, if you really think it's going to make a difference. But those were the harsh words of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that we shouldn't be trying to figure out ways to lessen the inui. After all, you know, we see cases where we try to add inui to ourselves, so we shouldn't be trying to lessen the inui. Right, on Yom Kippur, at least, that's the whole question of Kenivas Yarek, is that in order to cause more inui, to get you to feel the pain more, according to some Rishonim, when you're preparing the food. So clearly we are trying to add inui, so maybe we shouldn't be taking these. Okay, when does the fast actually start? So, Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Nun Gimel Aleph says, Afa pisha achal sudas hamavsekes, mutter lachzor v'lechol. Ela imken kibola b'feira shalo lechol od hayom. Even though you already ate the sudas hamavsekes, you can now eat again, unless you accept it upon yourself that you're done eating. And the Rama adds, "V'kabbalah b'leiv ena kabbalah ela tzarech lehotzio b'svasav." Just thinking in your heart that you accepted the fast is not enough. You have to say out loud, "I have accepted the fast." So the Aruch HaShulchan actually says, "Mefurish tov lahatznos b'shas hasuda hamavsekes she'eno mechaven adayin lekabel tainis v'cheinim eschashid kach belibo im darko kainhu." So you should have in mind when you have your Sudas HaMavsekes that you're not actually accepting the fast upon yourself. A lot of people have this. They feel the need to have some water or something like that before the fast. Like that little bit extra of water is actually going to make a difference. But some people have that need. So therefore, they if they want to be able to do that, if they want to still be able to eat or drink, so then they would need to make sure that they have that in mind to actually make a tnai. If you didn't know that you were mekabel, so it's probably okay because the Aruch HaShulchan uses the lashon of tov, but you know we try to be machmir when possible. So since you have this in between stage, the Shulchan Aruch says it's only done if you were mekabel beferish, but the Rama says Kabbalah Belev is ain't a Kabbalah, but the Mishnah Berurah says Kabbalah Belev is Kabbalah. So maybe a person would be choshesh that in their heart they actually thought, oh, I'm accepting the fast, oh no, did I really think that? So better to just clear yourself by just having that in mind. Okay, so that's all Erev Tisha B'Av. Then the actual Inuyim of Tisha B'Av, so we have Rechitza. So when it comes to Rechitza, what comes up for most of us would be washing our hands. So are you allowed to wash? How do we go about washing our hands? So the Shulchan Aruch in Tafkuf Nun Dalet Sivtes says, Im hayu yadav meluchlachos betitu v'tzoh, if your hands were dirty with something, mutter lirchutz lahavir halichlich, you're allowed to wash your hands to get rid of the dirt. V'lo yitol kol yadav el lefi hatzorach lahavir halichlich. Don't wash your entire hand, just wash the part to get rid of the dirt. So that's okay, your hands get dirty somehow, some way. Okay, you're doing something outside, whatever it is, your hands get dirty. So you'd be allowed to clean off, you'd be allowed to wash your hands, whatever it is that you wanted to get the dirt off, whatever was dirty. And the same thing is true with any part of your body. You're walking, you fall in mud. I don't know, and parts of your body get dirty with mud. So you'd be allowed to wash that off. That would be okay. The Ramah adds, Vim asa tzrachav mutter lirchutz dino kiyom kippur. If you went to the bathroom, so then you'd be allowed to wash your hands, just like the halacha is on Yom Kippur. And if you look in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, so we see that you're allowed to, if you went to the bathroom, you're allowed to wash up until your knuckles. The Shulchan Aruch in Yom Kippur says only if you touch the Makom HaMetunav. The Mishnah Berurah says, Midina you can wash even if you just went to the bathroom without touching, and that's what Shmuel Kamenetsky says as well. But he adds that if you generally wash three times after going to the bathroom, so then you'd be allowed to do that too, even on Tisha B'Av. I don't know how many, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's much more, I think people are machmir on that more, to wash with a kli three times after going to the bathroom. So there's a sink outside every bathroom in Eretz Yisrael. But if you are machmir in general to do that, so then you should wash, even on Tisha B'Av, you can do that. It also comes up with a kohen. In Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Shulchan Aruch writes that a kohen washes for duchening. And the Mishnah Berurah brings those that say that you could actually wash the whole hand, not just until the knuckles. The Prima Gadim says only until the knuckles. So why would there be a difference? So the Chayyadim says that in the morning, you wash your hands because of Ruach Ra. And really, Ruach Ra is only up on the fingers. I don't really know much about Ruach Ra, but that's what the Chayyadim says, that Ruach Ra is only on the fingers. So if that's the case, that it's only on the fingers, so that means Dina, you just need to wash until the knuckles. But for duchening, that washing is midina, so then you have to do the whole hand. Anyway, it's not latainug. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says it's only a problem to do rechitza shel tainug. So if it's not enjoyable for you, you're just washing your hands to fulfill a halacha, so then it should be okay anyway. If you're washing dishes, you're washing food or something like that, so some people suggest maybe you have to wear gloves. We say no, because there's no real need to wash your hands. There's no real tainug going on over there. So the last thing, when it comes to washing your hands, you know, is it's important to be aware of, that you probably already saw, but we'll put it out there anyway, Rav Schechter's tshuva on the matter, that Rav Schechter, I don't know if anybody else has discussed this issue yet, any other poskim. I tried to reach out to other poskim today, but I was unsuccessful. If you'd be allowed to wash your hands on Tisha B'Av just coming in the house, your hands didn't actually get dirty. Okay, if your hands actually got dirty, so then you'd be allowed to wash your hands for sure. But if you just want to wash your hands because you came in from outside and you're choshesh and maybe you brought corona germs in with you, so Schechter in the tshuva says, "Kamilan ledina shafilu hoshet etzbal b'mayim aser beimachamim beimbetzonein ela imken yadav meluchlachos betit ubetzoah." Okay, shaz ein lahatir kol yadav elarakla biatzorich. You can only wash the part that was dirty. Velito yadav shacharis mishum roch ra kasu atosos shazen nechta nechshav ki yadav meluchlachos. When you're washing for roch ra, that's also considered dirty. So for sure you should be able to wash your hands as needed. So he adds, it's only for the people that generally wear the mask correctly. But according to those that don't wear masks, and the reason that they're being mekil Malamid Zechus is because of Shomer Psai Hashem. So then, who had Nami? The Lididu Mistama Ein Lahem Lachosh Lishtiva Sidim. Then they have no reason to wash their hands either. Valhemi Shara Dabar Bisuro. And therefore, they would not be allowed to wash their hands. Vuad Nami Lanako Dazayadayim using Purell. לאלה שחושם הרי זה ספק סלקן, אבל חושב כי אדם לחלחוס בטית ומותר, ולאלה שאין חושם ולא נזר מכל החלקוס השולח שער עניין הזהירס, שלדעתם שייך לומר כאן, שומר פסיים השם, מסתבר שגם אין להם לנקוס אס ידיהם with Purell. Okay, so that's the Chiddush of Rav Shechter. I don't know, it could be, it's not such a big Chiddush. I don't know. I asked Rav Eisenstein about it today, and he said, look, Rav Shechter doesn't need my Haskama, obviously, which I knew he would say. But he said he would have thought it's a chiddush to apply Shomer Psalm Hashem to those people. So it could be even for them will be mutter.
The English doesn't have Shomer Psalm Hashem.
No?
Look in the bottom of that tshuva, it's like, in the Hebrew, Roshach is kind of lamed tzchus on them.
Right.
Look in the English, it says like, and if they don't wash their hands, then they can't. Uh-huh. Like in the Hebrew, he's like, matzik them a little bit.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
That's why when I sent to Resistine, hadn't seen it, I sent it to him today, and he was surprised. He's like, wow, he's applying Shomer Psalm Hashem to them. I tell you, Rav Twersky doesn't apply Shomer Psalm Hashem to them.
Very good.
What about a wipe
would be the same, right? Like a baby wipe?
Yeah, yeah.
Mustama.
Yeah, Mustama would be the same. Okay. If you're still vigilant, so then you'd be allowed to continue to wash your hands. I called Rav Gedalia actually just called while I was giving the shiur, but I was planning on asking him, so I'll call him back after to ask him. Because I don't know if it's like just a Rav Shechter thing or, you know, a thing for everyone. Okay, so that's...
I don't know if that'll fly.
Okay. That's your chitza. Sicha. So Sicha... Shulchan Aruch already says in Tavkuf Nun Dalet Tezvav, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sicha eina asura ela shal tainug. Aval mishay shal chatatim barosho, sach kedartav eina choshesh. So if you enjoy, you know, smearing the oils or whatever on you, that's what's going to be asur. But if you have some type of chatatim, boils, whatever it is, that you need to put this cream on for, so then you could do it and it's not a big deal. So what's generally assumed that means is that if it's sicha, just in order to get rid of zuama, so then that would be okay. So therefore, deodorant, the poskim say that deodorant, when you're just getting rid of a bad smell, is okay. I saw someone quote Rav Yashiv saying that it's usher. I'm not sure if he actually said that. I didn't see it inside. I saw it brought down by someone, but most poskim say that deodorant is okay.
All year long.
So most poskim say that deodorant is mutter. On Tisha B'Av, it's one of the more common shilas that you get on Tisha B'Av. We'll get to the most common one that I get on every fast. Rishul Kamenetsky says you could put lip balm on because it's like sicha for someone who has chatatin on their head. The same way that you'd be allowed to put, you know, oil for chatatin on your head. So if you have chapped lips or something like that, so you'd be able to put lip balm on. If you have dry skin, you'd be able to put dry skin cream on, right? The sicha that we're talking about that's usher is only an enjoyable, a tainag type of sicha. Okay, that's sicha. Tashmish amita. So tashmish amita is pashat aser. But the machlokas poskim about touching your wife. Are you allowed to touch your wife? Bichlal. So the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Nun Dalet Sif Yud Ches says Yesh Misha Omer Shalo Yishan Beleil Tisha B'Av Im Ishto B'Mita. Some say that you should not sleep in the bed with your wife on Tisha B'Av. V'Nachon Adavar Mishum Lech Lech Amrinan L'Nazira. Right. So it's a good thing to do, because once we're saying the Tashmish Shamita is Aser, so just be smart about it, and don't sleep in the bed with your wife at all. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin l'kaman tafresh tesvav, the Aser liga be'ishto ki'ilu hinida, the efshar du'a din be'tishabav. On Yom Kippur we say you can't touch your wife, you have to treat her like she's in nida when it comes to touching. So it could be the same thing that would be true with tishabav. U'mikom makom ba'yom yeshul hakel. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham who says that during the day already, you could be makel, probably because the whole thing is about preventing Tashmish Amita, so during the day you already have that prevention, so therefore you already, the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the Magen Avraham, it would only apply at night, not during the day. The Taz says that even at night is okay. The Aruch HaShulchan also says you could touch your wife at night. So the Mishnah Berurah is machmer like the Magen Avraham, but many other poskim are mekel on touching. So again, consult the posek. One thing that none of the poskim say is you don't have to be machmir on passing. Passing is for sure going to be okay. The only thing that we potentially be machmir on is touching your wife, but even that during the day, Magen Avraham says is okay, and the Taz, even at night, says is okay. So, you know, just to separate the beds, or just not sleep in the bed together, that would seem to fulfill this already. So that's Rechitza, Sicha, Tashmish Amita, then the Ilas HaSandal. So in Hilchos Yom Kippur, I never realized this, and I'll tell you why I didn't realize it. So if you Google, okay, the shoes on Yom Kippur and Crocs on Tisha B'Av. So you know, I remember when this came out, there was like this thing on Matzav,
right?
Yeah, this big thing from Rav Yashiv. So I googled it today, because I'll tell you why momentarily. But so it says on Tisha B'Av, it's also to wear leather shoes. Crocs are synthetic and do not contain leather. However, there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam if wooden shoes that are not wrapped in leather are asar on Yom Kippur, because since you can't feel the ground, they are like shoes even though they don't have leather. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam that it's mutter, but the Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmir. On the one hand, Tisha B'Av is not as stringent as Yom Kippur, which is Minat Torah, so maybe we not be machmir. On the other hand, Crocs are worn by millions of people as shoes every day of the year. Rav Yashiv said that since Crocs are worn all year round, you are not permitted to wear them on Tisha B'Av. Similarly, Rav Nissim Kratzman Rebbe Brandstorfer held that it is not usser, but Yari Shamayim should not wear them. Okay, so that's what I remembered. But if you look in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir, not to wear shoes that protect and are comfortable if you won't feel the inui. But Dafka doesn't bring it by Tisha B'Av. But there are other times where he says, see what I wrote by Hilchos Yom Kippur. And here he doesn't say that. So, I don't know. And not only that, but if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Tavkuf Nandalad Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotsa lomar af al gab de megain al raglo vegam asu bitsuras min al mamish shari delo nikra min al elishal or. This would be the perfect time for the Mishnah Berurah to say, but by the way, it's best to be machmir and not wear these kind of shoes. He says, even if it's a type of shoe that protects you and it's made like a regular shoe, as long as it's not made out of leather, it's okay. That's what he says in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So Rav Henkin in Gurus Eliyahu says, yeah, it's bedavka by Yom Kippur that you have to be machmir, but not by Tisha B'Av. So the stipler, that's when I saw that, I thought it was pashut that this chumr should only be by Yom Kippur and not by Tisha B'Av, and that's why I looked back to make sure that I remember this Matzav article correctly, that Rav Yashav was machmir. So yeah, Rav Yashav was machmir. He doesn't address, you know, the Mishnah Berurah, and that's fine, but that's what it seemed to be. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be davka by Yom Kippur and not by Tisha B'Av. That's what Rav Henkin says, so that's Shmuel Kamenetsky also, and then you have Rav Yashiv saying that no, it would apply to Tisha B'Av also, better not wear Crocs. If you look in the Orchos...
The longest by Yom Kippur and by Tisha B'Av is different in terms of not wearing shoes.
Right.
Meaning, like in Avil, does Rav Yashiv say, did he say that in Avil can't wear Crocs?
I don't know.
So I'm saying if in Avil can wear Crocs, then he's saying Shiva.
Right, one should have nothing, right. Right. Correct. The stipler in Orchos Rabbeinu, it says that he said, Yesh lahakel lelech binale gumi b'tisha b'av, v'chein nagu b'chol tfusas Yisrael. But I told him, oh, but the Chazanish was machmir, not to walk in them. And he said, yeah, but it's okay, you could be mekel. Not everybody has to be machmir, like the Chazanish, who would only wear socks. Apparently the Chazanish in his shul on Yom Kippur would not let anyone come in with shoes. They had to be wearing only socks. Okay? And Rosh Hashanah Zalman, actually, was machmir not to wear shoes that are comfortable dafka on Tisha B'Av. You know, similar to what Shamshi was pointing out, that it's a different lamdas, but he said it, that we see that we try to add tsar, as we'll see, you know, you sleep without a pillow and things like that, so he thought that there'd be more reason on Tisha B'Av to walk around without shoes, to add tsar, as opposed to Yom Kippur, where even if Medina, if this isn't considered a halachic shoe, it doesn't really matter if it's about adding tsar. So really, the lamdas could go both ways. I confirmed with Shai, just to make sure that I remembered that Rav Shechter said, even on Tisha B'Av, you should just walk around in socks also. So you have Rav Shechter, the Chazon Ish, saying to walk around in just socks, just like Yom Kippur. Rav Shlomo Zalman would seem to say, you should be more machmir by Tisha B'Av to wear uncomfortable shoes, because we're adding tsar. Whereas Rav Henkin and Rav Shlomo Kamenetsky seem to point out from this Mishnah Berurah that the chumr only applies by Yom Kippur and not by Tisha B'Av. So again, as with most things, consult a posek as to how to act, but you're either fine no matter which way you go, or you're in trouble no matter which way you go. So you can choose the way you want to view that. Okay, the last one is eating and drinking. So you could take pills. It's okay to take pills if you need to take them, and if you really need water, so then You could use water, whatever water is necessary. If it's a pill that you need to take, pill that you take every day, anything like that. Some say you should add something to make it taste bad, but Shlomo Zalman Aruch says, no, there's no need. Taking regular water is fine. Moshe says, maybe try and take as little as possible. Most poskim hold that there's no concept of pachas mikashir by Tisha B'Av. Only by Yom Kippur we have that concept. Shlomo Zalman has an interesting take that many disagree with, but it's interesting. He says, if you're a chola and you can't fast the whole thing, then there's no mila to fasting at all. And you might as well start eating at night. He says, the only issue is Purish Minat Sibur, but if you're at home and no one sees, you're not coming to shul anyway, so then there's no reason to start fasting at all. So you shouldn't eat fancy foods, but he says there's no reason to start fasting. Many disagree with that, but that's Shlomo Zalman's interesting take. Here's the question that comes up the most on most fasts. Rabbi, am I allowed to wash my mouth out? Am I allowed to brush my teeth? Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan says on a regular tinus that as long as you lean forward, so you won't swallow the water, you could wash your mouth out. But he says that's not true by Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Okay. Guess because it's more chomer, so we're more machmir. The El Yerabah says it's true by Tisha B'Av, just not by Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah in Taf Kuf Samech Zayin Yer Aleph, which is in the regular Hilchos Tainis, the Mishnah Berurah says Taf Kuf Samech Zayin Yer Aleph, Mishnah Berurah says okay, if you're in a tzar gadol by not washing out your mouth, so then you'd be allowed to wash your mouth out on Tisha B'Av. Now, obviously, you have to decide what it means to be in a tzar gadol, and some people will define their situation as a tzar gadol and others won't. But if you're really so uncomfortable and you're considered tzar gadol, so then you could be mekel to wash your mouth out even on Tisha B'Av. Rav Moshe has a fascinating take where he says that you can't wash your mouth out because that's rechitza. That's called rechitza. It's one of the inuyim. Many question this because even if it's rechitza, so it's still not rechitza shel tainug. We said if it's not rechitza shel tainug, then it's going to be okay. So that's not so pasha. That's what he said. So if you are a Moshe guy, even if you're in tzar gadol, you would not be brushing your teeth or washing your mouth out. Okay, other issues besides the inuyim. So you're not supposed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av until chatzos. That's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So you try to avoid cooking, doing the dishes, cleaning, anything in the morning. Anything that will distract from the availus of the day should be avoided. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that you can have a non-Jew do it before chatzos. So if your cleaning lady comes and you're going to lose money if you tell your cleaning lady not to come, it's okay, you could tell your cleaning lady to come. That's okay. You're allowed to have a non-Jew do malacha for you before chatzos. It all really depends on what the minhag is. I'm really not sure what people do that actually go to work, what they do if they have to go to work in the morning. Someone just sent me a voice note asking me what they're supposed to do about sitting at their desk and saying hello to people. So I'll probably just send them to someone else to ask because I don't know. I don't think I know anyone that goes to work on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so that's in terms of doing work. Okay, sitting on a low chair. So we already said it doesn't need to be davka on the floor. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says that you need to be lower than 3 tefachim, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says you don't have to make sure the chair you're sitting on is lower than 3 tefachim. It just has to be lower than usual. It's another thing looking into it that I saw this year that I was surprised about. You don't have to measure anything. It doesn't really matter. It just has to be lower than your regular chair. And Orchos Rabbeinu says the same thing from the Chazon Ish. Not just with Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Chazon Ish also. You just have to sit on a lower chair than normal. The Dirshu brings poskim that say that sitting on stairs counts as sitting on the ground, even if they're high up, right? Sometimes you have stairs up to the Bima, stairs up to the Aron Kodesh. Not really in shuls here so much, but you have that in different places. Or, you know, sitting on the bleachers, let's say, you know, where it's a low chair, so that's okay, as long as it's sitting on a lower thing than you would normally sit. What if you have to travel? So, obviously, if you sit in a car, there's not really much you could do. If you have to drive somewhere, you're allowed to sit in the car. Try to limit what's necessary. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that if you need to take a bus, so then you should try and stand. But if you can't stand, you could still take the bus. it's okay. It's not like you have to avoid sitting on a regular chair as much as possible. Laying on your bed is also okay. You shouldn't sit on your bed sitting up. You could lay on your bed, and that's okay also. What about saying hello? So, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to say hello on Tisha B'Av. The Achronim say this includes good morning. Rav Nevensol says you're not allowed to say how are you, how's it going, what's doing, manishma, anything like that you're not allowed to say. That interesting point that comes up in there, he says that Rav Schlesinger was once asked by a doctor, how are you? And he said, Baruch Hashem Rali, because he said, Kashem Shavachan Ala Tov, Kach Barucham Ala Ra, so you have to be able to say that. So he said, it's important to train yourself to say that also. If someone says hello to you, so Shulchan Aruch already says that you should respond with Kovod Rosh, you're allowed to nod hello, allowed to say Mazel Tov, Refuah Shleima. Rav Shlomo Kamenetsky says you could say hello when you pick up the phone because that's not called Sheila Shalom. I was surprised when I saw that. I didn't really have anyone to ask about that. But I thought like the minhag of Avelim is always they pick up the phone and they say, it's me or something like that. They don't say hello, but I don't know. I thought that was a thing. So Rav Shmuel seems to think that that's not considered the din of Sheila Shalom. The Ramah, as we mentioned earlier, the Ramah in Tav Kuf Nun Hey Siv Bey says you should sleep with less pillows. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you don't need to sleep on the ground. Just do something to show the pain. So no pillows instead of one pillow. One pillow instead of two pillows. Rav Nevensol says it's not begeder chiyuv. You'll have some people who sleep on the floor with a rock as their pillow. The Chazon Ish, put a rock under his pillow until he got older. Then he couldn't sleep on the floor anymore. And he was matir neder. So a lot of different minhagim. But try and make yourself a little less comfortable than usual. We don't wear talis and tefillin at Shachris. The Aruch HaShulchan in Tavkof Nun Hey Aleph says the reason that we don't wear talis and tefillin at Shachris, it's a good lashon, so it's good to read inside. He says, Avagav the kamad varim din Tisha B'Av ka'avel, mikol makom lo chivu chachamim b'tisha b'av b'kfiyas hamita b'atifas arosh ka'avel, didav gilin emitzos losa se shab'av chayavim b'tisha b'av, kagon Talmud Toru. Masha'im anichin tefillin lo niska b'gemar, he says. It's not mentioned in the Gemara b'chlal not to wear talis and tefillin on Tisha B'Av. V'harash sof tainis, his pale bazeh, very gama avaleinu aser alabim yishon. The avos only aser the first day. The eshme akdolim sheinicha b'boker tefillin b'veisam. There were some yidolim who would put on tefillin at home in the morning. The karu kriyashma and said shma, the chaltzim and then took them off and went to shul. And they say that that's what the Arizal did also. He would put on tefillin at home and then he would come. Avokol yisrael nagu shalola niach tefillin v'tzitzit b'boker b'sa tefila. Our minhag is not to. V'atam nir bar sherei masha avol patar mitfilin b'yom rishon mishum dechsev arich harisa ki yomar v'ikar meriris ha'avelus hu yom rishon. The main bitterness of the avelus is day one, and that's why you don't wear tefillin, which is called pe'er. V'kal v'chomer b'tisha b'av ha'yom ha'mar v'anim har l'chol Yisrael she'in lan olas eses ha'per tefillin. And so too with tzitzis. So okay, that's why we don't wear it, because it's even worse than day one of avelus. Is it to us? Probably not, but it should be. So we don't wear talis and tefillin in the morning. So you put it on at mincha. And Emes Liakov quotes me Pia Shmur, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said that you should daven mincha early on Tisha B'Av so you can put tefillin on as soon as possible. Because once you're not wearing tefillin when you're supposed to wear it, so then you should try and put it on as soon as you can. But he says there's another tzad that really every day, l'chatchila, you're supposed to daven mincha ketana, not mincha gedola. So maybe you should really be waiting till later to daven mincha, so he's not sure. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says, yeah, no, he thinks that you should daven early to put on your tefillin as soon as possible. Some have the minhag to say shema when they put the tefillin on, and others don't. The Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't, but Rav Ganak, in Gan Shoshanim, quotes of Soloveitchik, that he thought that you should. So, different opinions whether to say Shema when putting on your talis and tefillin at mincha. What about in the morning when we put on our tzitzis? So the Shulchan Aruch already says you should wear the tzitzis under your beged. Some people wear the tzitzis over their beged. So on Tisha B'Av you should wear the tzitzis under your beged. But do you make a bracha when you put the tzitzis on in the morning? So Shechter says you should make a bracha. Others say you shouldn't make a bracha. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach is brought in Halicha Shlomo that he used to get out of the suffik by sleeping in his tzitzis, so that he wouldn't have a suffix and he wouldn't need to make the bracha in the morning. Shlomo Zalman also adds that you should actually dim the lights in your house, just like you dim the lights in your shul, in order to add on a velus. Okay, so that's all Tisha B'Av. One more point. After Tisha B'Av, so we know that all the restrictions of the 9 days remain until Chatzos of the next day. So there's one exception this year. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, so you could do laundry Thursday night for Shabbos, and you could add more laundry into the machine, even if not for Shabbos. Because once you're doing laundry already, so then you could add in whatever you want. Rav Yaakov says that you could do laundry Thursday night, and the only reason that it's not mentioned is because they used to not do laundry at night, because who would go out to the water at night? It was dangerous. So that's why it's not mentioned. And even if you could do the laundry in the morning, doing it at night will allow you to do other Shabbos prep in the morning instead. Rav Moshe says that you could do laundry Friday morning, even if not for Shabbos needs, because the whole reason to wait until Chatzos is just a minug. And if this minug is going to cause malacha to be done after Chatzos, because now I can do laundry, so I'm just going to do the laundry now that it's mutter. So he says, better to do it in the morning instead. But this is the only thing that will be permitted before Chatzos on Friday. Trying to claim, I need a shower. Okay, if you're really showering L'Kavod Shabbos in the morning, you can take your hot shower. I don't know why you would do it in the morning instead of the afternoon. Getting a haircut, shaving. So you should wait till after Chatzos. If you don't have time to do it after Chatzos, you'll be able to do it then. And playing music, I don't see how you could claim playing music is L'Kavod Shabbos, but if you try to, I guess you could say that in the morning, but none of the posts can bring that down. Okay, so those are... Yeah. Ideally, yeah. Unless you have a reason that you're doing it in the morning, meaning let's say you have a meeting.
I feel like we always do it early. I guess we don't think about it. I don't know. I just feel like we're always doing that. But I guess
I'm saying on a normal, the reason the past 2 years were different because it was, you're saying on a regular Friday?
I just feel like, in this scenario.
So usually, meaning the past 2 years, since it was on a Shabbos, so then Motzei Shabbos, you were allowed to, Motzei Tisha B'Av, you were allowed to shave right away.
Because it was a
Nidche. Yeah, because it was a Nidche. So it's just these times that you're supposed to wait until after Chatzos. Okay, so those are halachas of Tisha B'Av. We'll run through it very quickly. Erev Tisha B'Av, the Suda Sam of Sekes, and learning Torah, sitting on the floor, women, stuff like that. Kids also taking pills. Shlomo Zalman says you're a Naval B'Shusha Torah if you take pills to avoid the painful fast. The fast doesn't start until you're Makabal it. Washing hands, the Kohanim will be different. If you're dirty, Rav Shechter's Tshuva. Sicha, deodorant's allowed. Lip balm's allowed. Dry skin cream's allowed. Tashmish Amita. Some say not to touch your wife at all, but others say it's okay. Just don't sleep in bed with her. Nilas HaSandal. We discussed, is the Chumrah of the Be'er Halacha apply to Tisha B'Av as well? V'Yashiv says yes. Rav Henkin says no. Unclear. Rav Shechter says you should walk around barefoot. Eating and drinking, so taking pills would be okay. Washing your mouth, not so pasha to wash your mouth unless it's Mamash Tzar Gadol. Rav Moshe held it was even Asr Mishum Rechitza. Avoid doing Malacha, sitting on a low chair. Shiloh, what that means to sit on a low chair. Saying hello, we discussed that. Not using pillows or making your sleeping uncomfortable. Talis and Tefillah Shachris, making a bracha or not. On the tzitzis, saying Shema or not. And then what to do after Tisha B'Av ends, that this year, why it will be different. Okay.